That's right. Nance told us she wouldn't go be here this time.
Yeah, I know. Okay. Right.
I forgot about it.
I now call to order the regular meeting of the Board of Zoning Appeals. Notice to the public, the time, the date, the place, and the agenda for this meeting was published as a legal notice on July 2nd, 2018 in the Aiken Standard. Notice to the contiguous property owners were mailed, and a public notice and signs posted on the properties by July 4th, 2018. Also, notice of this meeting was sent on July 20th, 2018 for posting on the city webpage and to the city clerk for posting on the Finance Administration Notice Board and the Municipal Building Notice Board at least 24 hours before this meeting. Agenda sheets were mailed or emailed to interested parties. As a reminder, it is unlawful for any person giving testimony to this board knowingly providing false information. Now, that's according to Section 22-9 of the Aiken Municipal Code. It states that each infraction is a separate offense with a penalty of up to 30 days in jail and or a fine of $1,092.50. Now, to the board, you have received copies of the meeting minutes from the May 22nd, 2018 Zoning Board of Appeals meeting. Are there any corrections or additions?
That they be accepted as
submitted.
I second. But move to the second that the minutes be accepted as presented. Are you ready for the question? Those in favor of said motion, show by raise of the right hand. Those opposed, same sign. The motion is carried unanimously. Do we have the final orders to be circulated?
We do, Mr. Chairman.
Before a presentation from the Planning Department, I would state that any person appearing before the board, we ask that you state your name and your address. Please occupy the podium in front of us and speak directly to the board. If you wish copies of today's proceeding, you may sign up on the sign-up sheet just beyond the double doors. Or you may contact the Planning Department at its listed phone number. Do you have a presentation for us?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. We have before you this evening one application. The application is 18-93005. Location is 195 Dogwood Road. The applicant is requesting a variance from Section 3.4.2.E of the zoning ordinance, which deals with the maximum floor area of accessory buildings permitted. The ordinance reads that the floor area of all accessory buildings on a lot may not exceed 50% of the heated gross floor area of the principal building. And so the property in question up here is roughly three lots south of Boardman Road on the west side of Dogwood Road. Is roughly just over a third of an acre and contains a single-family residence without a current garage that is 1,190 square feet approximately gross heated floor area. The again, this property, like most along the block, are roughly 1950s, 60s construction. The majority of them do not have garages. A number of them do have garage alternatives, such as a detached garage or a carport, but not all of them. In this case, as you can see, the applicant is requesting to be able to keep an existing shed that's roughly 11 by 15 near the rear central boundary of the property. I guess that would be the west boundary, but also had a proposed detached garage with workshop roughly 30 by 35 or 1,050 square feet. Essentially, this would be in the northwest corner and aligned with the current driveway. The applicant submitted a fairly recent 2016, I believe, plat. That shows a carport on that flat. It's a roughly 200 square foot carport that was essentially even with the house along the north property boundary along that driveway that was destroyed as part of storm damage. So that had previously been used for storage of automobiles before that. So per the ordinance, the total square footage based on the house size would be 995 square feet for all accessory buildings to be constructed pursuant to the ordinance as it stands without a variance. And so staff would be glad to answer any questions you may have. I guess the one thing I'd have to say is that the entire family is, the entire neighborhood is single family residential RS-15. I think that's all I have that we have on this. The existing shed is approximately 165 square feet that exists on the property. It's cinder block construction, and couldn't find a date on it, but it had been on the property for quite some time. It's not a recent structure.
Do we have any questions to the city from the board?
Did you say 995 feet or 595?
595 feet, yeah. Based on the primary residence being 1,190 square feet.
The smaller shed, the 165 square foot shed, doesn't take away from that number.
It would take away from that number, correct. So that would be the total. Yes, the total square footage.
The house is 1190.
Yeah, let me see here. Let me make sure I did that math right. That would be correct. Yeah, 995 would be 50% of the 1,190.
595.
Right. So that's the total square footage. So then you would.
So you'd have to subtract. You'd have to account 165.
Correct. You'd have to account for the existing structure. Yeah, that's just the total square. That's not right. The remainder of square footage left, if you were to account for the existing structure. That's correct.
I just your sentence says total square footage of all accessory buildings not exceed 595.
Correct.
So actually, technically, without a variance, his building would have to be roughly
430
feet, right?
Correct. Okay. Yes.
And as I understand it, the reason for the ordinance is not to take away from the principal structure with an auxiliary type structure, the 50% ruling.
Yeah, for a number of reasons, but yeah, one is to keep the primary structure, the home, on a site. That's correct, by size.
Other questions to the city from the board? Thanks, Brian. The applicant? State your name and your address, please.
I'm Brian Don Tremont, and I live at 195 Dogwood Road.
You have received a copy of the planning board's notes. Do you wish to embellish those, or do you wish to just respond to and from questions from the board?
I'd only add the purpose of this structure. I have an antique car, 1928 Ford, in my daily driver car. I'd like to put them both in garage storage and have enough extra room in the garage for maintenance activities. So, other than that, I'll answer any questions.
Okay. How much storage space are you proposing? That was not included in the staff report. How much storage space are you proposing beside the garage?
I'm proposing to make one big open garage room in there. And
you don't have any estimate of the square footage?
I think a normal two-car garage would be about 600 square feet minimum dimensions. So if I want extra space to, like, engine hoist, extra parts, things like that, as well as workspace to work on the car and other projects, that's what the extra 400 square feet would be for.
Question from the board.
Brian, you said that a two-car garage normally would be 600 square feet.
I think approximately.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay. And do you already have a drawn-out plan, or are you just trying to get approval first?
I have the site plan that was put up there for the footprint. I haven't drawn any elevations yet.
Okay, that's the original thing. Because the proposed garage on that property looks huge. I mean, it's larger than the house, right?
No, it's smaller in square footage than the house.
Well, counting the accessory building, though, we put it at 1215. You know, the shed that's already there?
Yes, the two of them together would
be would be 1215, which is over the size of the house. Okay.
In either case, do you plan to keep the existing shed?
That's my plan, at least until the garage is built.
Why not make this an addition to your house?
I have drawn several plans for that. That was my original intention, was an attached garage, which of course would be in compliance with the ordinance regardless of size. If you look at the shape of the lot, basically to approach the garage, this is the only suitable place for an attachment. The only suitable place to add an addition to the back of the house due to the existing roof lines and stuff is off the back of the kitchen, and there's not really enough room to make an approach into a garage door on that side of the house.
How much room do you need? How much room do you need? Because I think I went out, and I'm sure the staff went out and took a look, and I had a different opinion. I felt that there was adequate room for a turnaround to a garage if you made it an attachment to the house.
Approaching from the side?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think that's down to about 20 feet from the lot line. If it's extended back off the kitchen, that puts me about 20 feet from the lot line. I mean, approximately the length of a long car.
And that's prohibited? I don't understand.
My perception based on drawing several arrangements of garage. Also, if you notice that the lot line is not aligned with the house, so the lot line on that side comes in as the garage goes back, that space becomes narrower. I also think that this is more in keeping with the neighborhood. A detached garage is the norm in this neighborhood.
The thing that I'm most concerned about, though, is the size of it. That, you don't have a drawing of the plan that you want to make your garage look like.
No, I don't at this
point. Okay.
I was awaiting your approval and okay. Talk to a contract.
Okay, like I said, that would be my concern right now, is that.
One question with regard to the square footage, the total square footage that is allowed versus the total square footage of accessory buildings that you're proposing is almost twice, 595 versus 1215. Would there be any consideration of either downsizing the garage and getting rid of the existing shed building such that you can get closer to the total of the 595 that's required by ordinance if you had a 30 by 20 garage, if it was your car width would fit in a 20-foot area, I would think. It's an antique car on one side, a regular car on the other.
Would be 24, would 20, be a normal width.
24.
I'd like the option to put a bathroom along the side.
But if it was 30, if it was even a 24 by 24 wide by 30 deep, you'd still have some room. Now, again, you wouldn't have room for maybe a machine horse or engine horse or anything like that, but what I'm trying to do is figure out how to get closer to that 595 without the garage looking almost equal to the house and square footage.
The thing I would be most willing to concede would be taking down the shed.
I'd like to follow up on Chairman Ogletree's question on the adding on to the home. I'm assuming the block to the right of the word house is the kitchen area you're talking about expanding backwards?
Yes, that's
okay. Right. Which obviously gives you free rein to expand that to your desired dimensions. And when you looked at that, if I'm to understand your response to Chairman Ogletree, you determined that the right angle turn left into such a structure was not enough room? Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
In other words, the turn?
Yes.
I'm a little confused as what you're... In walking down your driveway, I try to envision that, and I've got a tighter turn into my driveway, to be honest with you.
Okay. At the time that I was evaluating this, I had the carport sitting in the way, so I couldn't bring my car in there and turn.
Yeah.
There, but I may do that now.
Yeah, I notice a definite absence of a carport there. I'm just really struggling why you can't add it on. You know, as you said, it fits your roof line, and you can make it as large as you desired and would be attached, and you can kind of skirt around any sort of waiver of ordinance, and we can all go home. But I am struggling on why that's a difficult turn there. As I said, I'll take you to my house. I turn dead right into a two-car garage in a tighter spot than that.
Do you know what the number of feet is?
I don't. I wish I did. I should have paced that off, but
It's just one of those things that's hard to evaluate until you've built it, I guess.
Do we know what the distance is to the lot line from the edge of that structure? Is there anything on that thing that tells us on that plat?
There is not on the plat. It does have a scale.
Okay.
Let me see if I can.
You've got one little sort of two-neck hickory tree right there at the corner. In all honesty, I think that's too close to your house anyway. It's probably 3 foot off the corner of your house. Mm-hmm. That obviously would have to come down, but with roots and foundation and all that should probably come down anyway, to be honest with you. But short of that, I really think that's the way to proceed within the spirit of the ordinance. You know, our challenge here is to provide a waiver or to listen to waiver requests when there's genuine hardship combined with really no other alternative to make it work within the ordinance. And I haven't got to the hardship part, you know, wanting a bathroom and a engine hoist and all that. Those are nice to haves, but I'm not sure that is a hardship imposition upon you to get a legally sized detached garage, but we haven't got to that part yet. I'm trying to figure out how to make the garage of your size work within the ordinance, and I'm struggling why that would not work coming off your kitchen.
So if the garage was attached to the house, it would not have to be approved as far as size is concerned.
Correct.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And what makes it, Ryan, what makes it attached? What would just a breezeway between the two?
That'll work.
A breezeway would typically create a detached, be considered an attached structure.
Okay.
Yeah, a common roof line.
Okay. Correct.
Something possibly to consider as well for your, in your favor, is you said you hadn't spoken to contractors at this point yet. You're just looking at the footprint, so to speak, of the property. I mean, in my opinion, I agree as far as attaching to the house could all work in your favor. You're talking about a bathroom running plumbing to come off of an existing structure versus, you know, putting it out the back of the property. And just, you know, if you built it extending off the house, where literally where the word house is, taking that turn into account, turning in, you're not going to, if your kitchen sink is looking out your window, you know, aesthetically it may work better for you and still fit within the parameter of what you need for the size, and then possibly add some value to the house.
And you'd be able to keep the storage building too, so all of those.
Yeah, just kind of looking, Mr. Chairman, using the plat that was provided as well as an air photo here on our city GIS, it appears that it would be somewhere in the 20 to 25 foot range between the rear of the house to the property line.
Right.
Thank you. Does your neighborhood have covenants? Neighborhood covenants?
No.
No. Thank you. Other questions by the board to the applicant?
Have you talked to your neighbors about this? Are they aware of it? Have you had any feedback from them?
Yes, I've talked to the neighbors on either side, and have had no negative feedback from them, and to the man who lives behind me. To whom the garage would be closest.
Okay. I have a question for the city. Would this automatically have to go before the design review board?
It would not. This is outside of the design review board's overlay district.
Okay.
Any further questions from the board?
Thank you.
Do we have others to speak to the variance request? Final call, others to speak to the variance request?
Seeing, hearing none, the chair would entertain a motion so we can enter a period of discussion.
I know you've asked for a motion, but is the question either approve, option one would be approve, option two would be disapprove or deny. Is there a third option in asking to put this on, for the lack of a better word, on hold, asking the applicant to go back and look at the idea of putting a breezeway in a garage or a breezeway attached to the home?
No.
Up or down?
It's up or down.
Okay.
Yes or no? The other would be the applicant. He can assess the yes or the no and respond accordingly.
Mr. Chairman, based on the information that the board has supplied, I feel like we need to deny application 1893005.
Do we have a second?
I'll second.
It's been properly moved and seconded that we deny the variance request. Do we have any discussion? I fail to see where the applicant specifically doesn't meet criteria 1 and 3 of the review criteria. And there were a couple others that, with a stretch of the imagination, I feel it there's some compliance. But
yeah, I would agree, and I think there's an out for the applicant, and if he'll go back and look at the ability to attach to the rear of his home, I think he can build a garage of his desire that way. I think if he'll go back and take a look at that, I think he'll find that making that turn is not going to be prohibitive, and he can stay within the ordinance as written.
Okay.
I agree.
Do we have any further discussion? Hearing none, those in favor of the motion, show by raise of the right hand. Those opposed, same sign. The motion is denied, 5-1. John is voting in opposition. The request for variance is denied. That being the only agenda item on the agenda, the chair would entertain a motion for adjournment.
So moved.
We'll have a second.
I'll have a second.
It's been properly moved and is not a voting. We stand adjourned.